The Alaska legislature will go back into session later this month. When lawmakers get back to work, they'll be presented with the recommendations of the Alaska House Sustainable Education Task Force. The members of the task force held their final meeting New Year's Eve. During the nearly three-hour meeting, the task force went through in detail the recommendations they will send to the legislature. One of the major battles nearly every year in the legislature revolves around education funding, and the recommendations put forward by the task force calls for a reduction in current state spending on education and setting aside a portion of that money to provide for future generations. Task Force member Brad Keithley agreed with the idea of recommending a decrease in state education funding.
Current state spending levels the last 3 years have been the three highest in the state's history. So we know what those spending levels have been, and we know that we need to reduce them. Finally, it's not simply a question of reducing spending to current revenue in order to have a sustainable future, in order to have a revenue stream on out post-oil, post when oil pays for everything, when oil's paying for part of it but can't pay for everything. We need to have set aside a nest egg, as ICER puts it, in order to provide a basis for future revenue. So it's not just spending everything we got coming in the door. We need to balance that with saving a portion of what we have coming in the door in order to build for a sustainable future.
The idea that cutting education funding should be a priority of the task force and a central point of the recommendations to the legislature drew words of opposition from task force member Andrew Halcrow, who currently serves as the president of the Anchorage Chamber of Commerce.
If for heaven's sake, if we started investing more in education and you could drive down corrections costs that have gone up 30%, why wouldn't we do that? Why wouldn't we invest a little bit more in pre-K to get a better outcome at the end? I mean, that's what this committee is supposed to be about. We're supposed to be finding ways of making education sustainable. And sustainability is not just how do we cut the budget. It's how do we grow an education pipeline that continues to produce quality kids ready for either career or college. I mean, so you know, look, I'm not going to debate the budget with Mr. Keithley, but the fact of the matter is you can't go into this saying, I don't care what it is, we're cutting education funding. I mean, it makes no sense, and it makes everything we're doing here irrelevant then. If we're just simply saying, after 4 months of listening to a whole host of school districts saying they've been trying to make ends meet for the last 4 years, for us to come up saying, you know what, yeah, so what? You know, you're going to have to look at decreased funding. I don't think that's beneficial to the future of this state, and I think it does nothing to improve education in Alaska if we approach it that way.
One of the members of the Alaska legislature tasked with sitting on the Education Task Force was Representative Charisse Millett, who stressed that Alaska is facing budget deficits and some very hard choices.
The way things have been done are not going to be able to happen in the same fashion, and to think that we're not going to be reducing partially of education really isn't fair to the public to not really put that out there as a point.
One of the co-chairs of the task force is Representative Tammy Wilson from North Pole. She agreed that the task force should recommend a reduction in state spending on education.
I do think overall state education funding, and we're talking about all of it that comes in, cannot stay at the level that it's been in the recent years.
The House Sustainable Education Task Force has been working for the last 4 months, and that work has included detailed conversations with stakeholders in the state's public education system and visits to school districts across the state. However, Andrew Halcrow claims much of the work that could better inform a decision about whether or not education funding should be reduced has not yet been done.
How do we say that education funding is unsustainable when we haven't even discussed what the impacts on PERS TERS would be if you followed the governor's plan and paid it down? Does that free up more money? Does that allow for more investments? We haven't done any of this heavy lifting. None. And so to sit here and say, you know what, we just simply can't afford education anymore because, you know, we're going to run out of money for the next generation. What the hell are we leaving the next generation?
One of the recommendations the task force included over the objections of Halcrow reads that Alaskans shall be made aware that current education spending is not sustainable. Halcrow was the lone no vote on making that recommendation to the legislature. The task force's recommendations will be taken up when the 28th Alaska legislature goes back into session on January 21st. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.